Penguin Random House Audio presents Buddhist Meditation, Classic Teachings from Tibet, translated with an introduction by Curtis R. Schaefer, read for you by Lee Osorio. Introduction. As you begin reading this book, pause to consider what makes up a given moment of thought. You can do this simply by looking at your own thoughts, right now, in this very moment. This is one of the hallmarks of human thought, the capacity for thought to turn around and look at itself working, the capacity to be self-aware. What range of ideas, objects, memories, plans are flowing through your consciousness at this moment? What range of emotions course through your mind and body as your thoughts turn from this idea to that memory, from this goal to that plan, from the sudden image of something you want, which is in turn replaced just as quickly by something you do not want? An image in your mind's eye of a thing, a task, a place, an experience that you want, or that you would just as soon avoid. Take a moment to use the human capacity for self-consciousness to check in on your thoughts and emotions. What do you see? If you are like many people, you see, you feel, a great deal going on in your mind all at once. Yesterday's meeting at work, tomorrow's workout, that slightly antagonistic encounter with the mechanic over the cost of your car repair, next month's bills, or last year's vacation. These memories, plans, and images flash through your mind in rapid succession, overlapping at times, crowding each other out, competing for the attention of your frontmost sense of consciousness, that specific you who experiences, who must deal with the assembly of thoughts that make up the larger, multitudinous you. And each of these thoughts may be yoked to a specific emotion, from expectant joy at the thought of meeting a friend, to mild antipathy at the thought of meeting your competitor for the next promotion, from love at the arising of memories of friends and family during the holidays, to gut-twisting dread at the thought of something truly catastrophic happening to one of them. At times, this dense mixture of thought and emotion, as well as the physical impact this may have, is easy to handle. At other times, it can be overwhelming. Are there techniques for gaining a measure of control over our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors? Are there skills we can develop to enhance our mind's calm and focus? The contemplative traditions of Buddhism say yes. Meditation. Buddhists have worked to be acutely aware of the machinations of our thoughts and emotions, and Buddhist traditions throughout the millennia and across Asia contain distinctive techniques and tools to bring them under greater control. We usually refer to these techniques with the English word meditation, and this is a good, powerful word that we will use throughout this book. Meditation, in a general sense, means cultivating control, flexibility, and focus in mind, emotion, and body. This training of the mind is, along with the pursuit to live an ethical life, the most important task that a Buddhist can undertake. The 20th century Tibetan Buddhist teacher, Duchom Rinpoche, puts it simply. Our benevolent teacher, the Buddha, says, "Avoid every evil. Practice perfect virtue, and fully train your mind." This is what the Buddha taught. In line with this, if I were to summarize the goal of Buddhist training, it is that one must train one's own mind. Meditation and ethics. The training of the mind and the sustained effort to live virtuously for the benefit of ourselves and others. These are the intertwining ideals of Buddhist contemplative tradition. Meditation comes in many forms, from simple to complex. Buddhists have been endlessly creative in developing powerful ways to train one's mind. Yet there are some important common starting points, and this is where this collection of meditation teachings is focused. A key technique to train in mental and emotional control, flexibility, and focus is to bring one's awareness to one's breath. The breath is an object of focus that we all have, so it serves as a free and easy point of reference for training in focus. If you have ever taken a breath to calm yourself, or to bring your mind back to the present moment or the task at hand, or to bring your emotions down from a heightened state, you have some experience with the usefulness of focusing on the breath. Bringing one's awareness back to one's breath whenever the mind wanders to some faraway memory, plan, or feeling is an essential common practice in Buddhism. We will hear about this more in chapters 2 and 5. Yet, there is much more to meditation in Buddhism. Meditation can be about focus and calm, and it can also be about investigation and analysis. A standard way to describe this pair of techniques is calm and insight. In Sanskrit, shamatha and vipassana. In calm meditation, the practitioner uses techniques such as breath awareness to develop the capacity to calm one's mind and emotions, and by extension, one's body. At first, this sense of calm can be fleeting, shallow, and easily disturbed. Through practice, Buddhist meditation texts assure their readers one can forge a deep calm that lasts for longer periods of time. Insight meditation makes use of an increased capacity for calm to focus the mind on features of mental, emotional, and embodied life. What is a thought? Where does a thought come from? How is it that it stays present, front, and center in our consciousness? How and where does it recede? And what of emotions? How are they related to objects, images, memories? These are examples of the kinds of inquiry into one's mental and emotional experience that can be undertaken in insight meditation. Buddhist meditation extends beyond calm and insight as well. Two Sanskrit terms that are often translated as meditation are dhyana and bhavana. Dhyana tends to range in meaning and practice from a withdrawal of the senses away from external objects and the movement toward states where thoughts about objects, be they physical or mental, are reduced to a minimum, to a kind of concentration where one utilizes the ability to withdraw from external objects of perception to focus on an idea or mental state. Dhyana tends to place emphasis on control of one's thoughts and awareness. Bhavana, by contrast, means cultivation, production, or development, and is more active in character. As meditation, bhavana utilizes the power of calm to cultivate feelings of generosity toward others, or regret at one's past actions that may have led to the suffering of others. Bhavana can mean imagination, as in meditation practice that instructs the practitioner to generate a vivid image of a Buddha or Buddhist deity in front of oneself. This image should be so minutely and vividly constructed that it feels as if the divine figure were there, right in front of you. Bhavana meditation is active, constructive, creative. Another important Sanskrit Buddhist term that is sometimes translated as meditation is smriti, or what is more commonly and better translated as mindfulness. Mindfulness here can mean remembering a certain Buddhist teaching or ethical principle, or vigilance, for instance, of one's ethical commitments. Or it can refer to the continuous practice of bringing one's awareness back to the object of focus. Mindfulness of breath, then, means recalling one's awareness again and again back to a focus on the breath as the mind wanders. Other terms that are occasionally translated as meditation include the Sanskrit term samadhi, concentration, and pratipatti, practice, accomplishment, or contemplation. Finally, common terms such as to think, Tibetan sam, can mean something closer to meditation in the context of teachings about Buddhist ethics and mental training. The diversity of potential terms in Sanskrit that can usefully be translated by the English word meditation
Sample complete. Ready to continue?